So over here in Dean McGlinchey Park, you're quite right. There you have registered a second win, 7 points between themselves and London at the end. Pretty comfortable, 17 points to a goal and nine. And really, Derry were much the better side, playing well within themselves. The first half was pretty keen and pretty open. Derry raced into an early lead, but London fought back, and Tyrconnell Gaels and former Donegal star Adrian Hanlon scored a crucial goal for the Exiles. And Derry had led by 8 points to three when Hanlon struck. That brought it back to two, and they reduced it further with points from David Doran as well. But Derry finished out the half strong with Emmett Bradley, who ended the game with 7 points. Kieran McFall knocked over six as well. Very impressive performance from him for the second week in a row in the middle of the field. Christopher Bradley, Niall Toner and Patrick Coney were the other scorers for Derry. As I said, only 2 points in it in the end, but the Oakleaf men really pulled away in the second half with McFall and Christopher Bradley and Emmett Bradley all landing points, and they raced into a 17-point to 1-6 lead by the third quarter. Conor Doran, the only scorer of the of that opening quarter for the Tyrconnell Gaels win. And Derry did slack it off in the closing minutes, and Liam Gavigan, another Tyrconnell Gaels player, added 3 late points to add a little bit of respectability. But pretty comfortable victory in the end, as I said, for the Oakleaf County, who head to Waterford and the Friarfield and Dungarvan next Sunday for another encounter. As I said, it was pretty close, pretty tight. They struggled at times in the first half to break down a very defensively well-organised London side, but in the end their quality came through, and certainly Emmett Bradley and Kieran McFall were 2-4, as was Christopher Bradley until he went off injured. Niall Toner came off the bench as well and knocked over 2 very good points. Final score here in Ballinscreen, there you go, 0-19, London 1-9.